Third eye opening, a deeper understanding. The opening of the third eye is not just a physical phenomenon, but it also has a deep spiritual significance. It is believed that when the third eye is fully open, it allows us to connect with our higher self and the universe in a more profound way. It is not just about seeing things that are not visible to the naked eye, but also about accessing a higher level of consciousness. In many spiritual traditions, the third eye is associated with the sixth chakra, which is located in the middle of the forehead. It is believed that this chakra is the gateway to higher consciousness, and its opening can lead to greater insight, intuition, and spiritual growth. The opening of the third eye is a gradual process, and it requires a lot of inner work, including meditation, introspection, and spiritual practices. It is not something that can be forced or achieved overnight. It requires patience, dedication, and a deep desire to connect with the higher self. The opening of the third eye can also be accompanied by various physical and emotional symptoms, such as headaches, dizziness, and heightened sensitivity. These symptoms are often temporary and a sign of the body adjusting to the new level of consciousness. It is important to note that the opening of the third eye is not a goal in itself, but rather a means to an end. It is a tool that can help us connect with our higher self and the universe, but it is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to live a more meaningful and purposeful life, to cultivate compassion, and to contribute to the well-being of all beings. While it is believed that everyone has a third eye, it is not always easy to access and activate it. In fact, most people have experienced some level of third eye vision, but it is usually considered a partial opening. This is because it is difficult to differentiate between real visions and mind illusions, as the third eye is intertwined with the mind, body, and soul. A partial opening of the third eye means that a person has experienced seeing with the third eye, but they cannot differentiate between real and illusory visions. This often occurs in an unconscious state, even when seeing with the third eye. However, when one can see through the path of the spiritual state, all visions of the third eye are real. Unfortunately, most people experience a mix of snapping in and out between the spiritual and mental visions. This creates a conflict between the two states, making the visions confusing and hard to comprehend. Even during sleep, the third eye is active and involved in the process of dreaming. Dreams occur in a state where the third eye is snapping between the spiritual and mental visions. When a person has a troubled mind, the dreams usually occur mainly at the mental level, reflecting the deep desires of the mind. However, when a person's mind is at rest, the visions of the spiritual state can be awakened. It is important to note that opening the third eye is not a quick or easy process. It requires patience, practice, and dedication. It involves learning to quiet the mind, developing greater self-awareness, and being open to new experiences. It is not uncommon for people to experience challenges or setbacks along the way, but with perseverance, it is possible to achieve a deeper level of spiritual awareness and connection. Ultimately, the goal of third eye opening is to achieve a greater understanding of oneself, the world, and the universe. Many of us have experienced glimpses of our spiritual vision at some point in our lives, but may not have been able to recognize it as such. This is because spiritual vision differs from mental vision in a few key ways. For example, spiritual visions often lack voices or language, and instead rely on telepathy to communicate meaning. If you've ever dreamed of a deceased loved one, for example, you may have experienced this state of consciousness, where the vision is a mix of mental and spiritual states. It's worth noting that spiritual vision can be triggered by a strong mental desire, such as missing a loved one. However, true spiritual wisdom and intelligence resides within our spiritual state, rather than our mental state. This means that spiritual communication does not rely on language or sound, but may instead involve symbols or numbers. When it comes to monks, mediums, and others who claim to see the spiritual world, it's important to distinguish between true spiritual vision and mental vision. According to Master, many who claim to have their third eye opened are actually still unawakened, and cannot differentiate between the two. Many of these people who claim themselves seeing the spiritual world are more neurotic than being truly spiritual. In fact, even those who have achieved a higher level of spiritual attainment may still struggle with distinguishing between spiritual and mental visions. At a lower state of attainment, spiritual visions may occur randomly and without direction, leaving the individual confused and unable to help or communicate with spirits. One of the main issues with individuals who claim to have spiritual abilities is the assumption that they can communicate with spirits and affect change in the spiritual world. This often leads to confusion and delusion, with many mistaking their mental visions for true spiritual experiences. It's important to note that true spiritual communication transcends language barriers and is characterized by silent communication or telepathy. In this realm, consciousness, the soul, and wisdom remain, while language and verbal communication fade away. It is important to note that the ability to differentiate between spiritual vision and mental vision is crucial in this process. By mastering one's mental and physical states, the individual will be able to discern the distinction between these two types of visions. The attainment of this awakened state is dependent upon the detachment of limitations imposed by the mind and body. Thus, it is imperative to engage in meditative practices that cultivate awareness and facilitate the detachment from the limitations of the mind and body. Through diligent practice, the individual can ultimately attain an awakened spiritual state and the associated benefits. Such benefits may include the ability to communicate with spirits and the capacity to positively influence the lives of others.